Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of The Gates of the Alamo by Stephen Harrigan, narrated by George Guidel. This book is copyrighted 2000 by Stephen Harrigan. This recording is copyrighted 2001 by Recorded Books. The time is 1835. Through the lives of three people, a courageous naturalist, a widowed innkeeper, and her son, we are led into the complex historical tapestry that surrounds an American legend, an event that formed the consciousness of Texas and resonates through American history. And now, The Gates of the Alamo.
The Battle of Flowers, April 21st, 1911. Terrell Mott rode to the Alamo in a Buick touring car, creeping along behind a procession of horse-drawn Victorias and tallyhos. Like the carriages, the big gasoline car had been covered with flowers, barely leaving space on the door panels for a sign identifying the white-whiskered relic who rode inside. Mr. Mott, messenger of the Alamo, last surviving hero of San Jacinto, former mayor of San Antonio. He was so wondrously old. He waved stiffly at the crowds with his almost useless right arm, his shoulder socket still frozen from a fall a decade ago in a barbershop, his hand broken and fused into a claw ever since that night at the Cibolo Crossing, when a Mexican musket ball had snapped the leg of his mare and he and the horse had hit the road with a velocity he still found unsettling to think about 75 years later. In the polished wooden dashboard of the Buick, in the gleaming brass of the passenger-side lamp, Terrell could see tenuous reflections of his ancient face, the bushy white chin beard cut square across the bottom like a paintbrush. He was perfectly toothless now, having surrendered the last of his venerable molars to a Mexican dentist in Laredito. His empty mouth, along with the consummate baldness of his head beneath his gray stockman's hat, filled him with a certain grim satisfaction. Nature was almost finished with him. He had, at the age of 91, no notion or need of anything further. For a few years after he had been saved from death at the Alamo, he had felt God's fierce protective providence, but it had passed like a fever, and spiritual concerns had never troubled him again. Ponder it as he...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?